smile. She had thought to. She says, well, who is that I see there in your house? Does it make any difference? She says, no, but who is it? I said, her name is Lillian Forster. Where's she from? I says, oh, from 32nd Street. You can do better than that. I says, what are you talking about? I can do better than that. I said, don't you stand and tell me what I'm going to do. You know you, she says, you know you are so flighty, that every woman you see you won't. I said, that don't make no difference. Those are going to move. And she's been living with one for 12 years and been hitting on me. Mm-hmm. So, now 2 days passed. I had kind of forgotten a little bit. Doorbell rang one evening. So, I think I was reading or doing something. Rang again. So the lady upstairs, she answered the top bell. You go up the flight there. It was a private house. I lived in the first floor, basement like. Mm-hmm. So I heard her say, Miss Hampton is downstairs. Come on, I'll take you down to her. And I always try to have a lovely place. Always. There was one room that looked like a bandbox. So she came in. She said, hello. Hello. I said, how did you find me so fast? She said, I was thinking about it, and then I looked at the note, and I had forgotten it.
You did? You said that to us? Mm-hmm.
So she says, well, let's pull off your coat and hat and rest yourself a while. I said, you had supper? She says, no, my niece said she was coming home with supper. I said, let your niece eat it and leave here. And we got together.
That evening,
yes, she spent the night. She didn't have nowhere to go. It was on a Friday, and she didn't work on Saturday. Mm-hmm. She didn't work on Sunday. So she stayed there with me.
What is she calling? Debbie.
Oh, there, Deb. Hi, babe.
Hi.
We're talking about the tree. Cut the thing off tonight.
You want to cut them off?
No.
That was 18. So anyhow, we got together. Went to bed and we got together.
Sound like she was after you. She came twice.
She said she was. Told me we're later, you know. And so we went together about 3 months, and then I changed the apartment to another, found her more room, and she moved in with me.
Mm-hmm.
Let the niece go by her. Mm-hmm. And she had a sister, two sisters and a brother. Now, one of her nieces, she's in the life, she never married. She's very attractive man walk on. She's the one who went to the hospital the other day. She had bought a home out in Richmond Hill. And she wanted me to come out there. I said, no, she's out there with the first girlfriend she ever had. See?
How long have you been?
Oh, God. We've been this about, she was only 15 years old. This woman was a little older than me. So all of us was together. My friend, Lily's friend. Mm-hmm. And that's how that worked. And we stayed together from 1932 till 1978, when she passed away. In the meantime, I met everybody, and in everybody I was meeting. So this Harriet told her, she said, watch Mabel, because Mabel will flirt with anybody she sees. She don't bother now. Good. She says, I don't think Mabel would do that. I didn't.
I settled down.
But I'm a bit, and they're always making me out such a bad person. Always chasing
after your friend. Said,
yes, my friend. My friend became my public enemies. I got so I didn't want to even live there. Oh, but then they became me, and they had me and was trying to make a living.
Mm-hmm. Was that right?
Because if you're not in on a thing, you don't know it.
Mm-hmm. So how many, you know, in this group of your friends, about how many women all together?
That I went around with? Went with?
No, not that you went with. That, you know, just that were your friends during this time.
Oh, God, so many I can't.
Lots, huh?
Yeah.
And have you all find each other?
Who?
Oh.
Lillian and I?
No, I know how you met Lillian.
Oh, well, we went to parties and things. Big parties, little parties. I had friends get parties, she had friends get parties.
And was it all women and no men at the
parties?
That's
right. Mm-hmm.
See, what I'm trying to do is figure out, like, how you all knew each other. We just met.
We just met, that's all.
There wasn't much.
Because she always tell anybody that happened. She said we met on the trolley car.
Mm-hmm. But you knew each other.
Yeah. We met on the trolley car. So she seemed to be nice. I liked her. I was a very peculiar person. I wouldn't like you if I didn't have a feeling for you. I was very stuck up like that. I don't care who you were. And where the break comes, after we moved to the Bronx, and we went to party one night. I had seen this woman there before, but I didn't know who she was. And she was mulatto, and she had beautiful gray hair. So she come over. Introduced herself. So I said, she must be in the light, but what is she doing here? She was with somebody. And of course, her and those got in a conversation. So, in that there, they became friends. She became friends with me. And I never thought of anything, but one night, Lillian got drunk. And she got drunk. She got mad at me, and then she got. I knew her and Helen had been running together. But I was involved. So you couldn't fool me. So Helen, Helen wasn't married at the time. She had been married, but she divorced her husband. She had some children. So that would took me quite a bit. So of course she used to come to the house and sleep, eat, because I worked most all the time, besides family. And when I went away to different places, like Nantucket, the racetrack thing, Saratoga. Yeah. Now I'd be gone for 3 months.
Wow.
For the summer. That's how I found out that her what you going so big.
Mm-hmm.
Got so faint.
Mm-hmm. While you were away in the summer.
So I said, well, nothing I can do about that. So I asked Helen, don't show me no. Lie to everybody but me. Don't lie to me. Because I'll catch you in it. So she said, oh, we went together once. Well, okay, thank you. And from that day, I froze. See, I had another girl this name was Mildred. She got sick in the, she got sick, was in the hospital. And he said, well, she said, you know, I'm like you, Mabel. She said, I wish I'd met you before I met her. I better go back home. She said, in fact, I have some letters from 1932. I have letters from 1932. I still don't
have. Do you have all your letters?
I don't have now destroyed. I don't have my little letters. I took the stamp up and destroyed the letters.
Why'd you do that?
Well, because you don't know what my Canada. I'll come back to here in 1978 in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. So this girl and I, we went together.
Mm-hmm.
We were at the hotel and we went back. the place, Milton. So I'm involved with nobody else. And then I'm up to, about 10 years after that. So I met another one. She was a woman, she was marvelous. We went away together. I'd go away on a sleeping job. Leave the job. Don't give it up. Leave the job. Go away for weekends. You know, I had a call. So, that ended it. Right there. She passed away. Then, I'm going to bother nobody else until, oh God, 6 years ago. Still, remember, I didn't bother with it. That's awesome. You don't play me like a fool. But you stay living together.
Oh, yes.
For one reason, I was stupid. Because Harriet told her one night, Harriet got to know Mabel don't want nobody but Mabel. She's selfish. And you'd be crazy to hold on to Mabel. She said, well, I love Mabel. She said, I told you. You know that. Tell her. Now I'm sitting there and she's headstrong. It's their inside out. I'm taking in everything. So all of that pile up on top. And then her family on top of it. All the family was married and had some of them had gym kids next to them. But they didn't like her because she was a lesbian. They didn't like her. Only that one girl, Marie. That was her sister's oldest child. She was in the light like me. She had already the one I'm going with yesterday, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And she had another girl. And she did the same thing. Well, she'd get married, beat the hell out of her. Mm-hmm. So I never fussed and I never cursed.
Now who did that? Marie did that?
Yeah, Marie.
Mm-hmm.
The niece. Her niece.
Right.
Her niece and her was the only one that was lesbian. The other family, they had two husbands and one and this, that, and the other.
Right.
And so, and Lily would fuss with them and they wouldn't like it. So, they, 2 or 3 months or years, they wouldn't even bother with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I said, well, if I have to live somewhere, I got a home. My sister, she wants to get you paid. And she was always coming back, drunk as a log. Once or twice she came in and I lay down on the rug. I took her clothes off, picked up her bed. Now she's small, you see, she's small. So then the last time, I knew they'd get her drunk just to get her drunk. So I would not. That cooled her. I left her right there and her in a beautiful coat, everything. I left her there. I went on to work. Got up, took my breakfast. I went on downtown to work. I never bothered. After going to bed now. I forgot all about that. So, Harry told her. Mabel came to me over there. She said, I know 2 or 3 that want to raise you and be bothered. Well, I wouldn't be bothered because if I had no passion for my own woman, I couldn't be bothered. She was right. But she didn't know. She was talking round and about. So after,
sounds like maybe Harriet was just a woman.
Harriet was that choice. Harriet was a choice. She saved the world. She'd give you plenty of that for your name. She was an old woman, and she'd give you plenty of that. Well, she thought she'd be the stud in New York for a hotel. So, that ended that. And we still stayed together. Moved from 111th Street. And everything that I got in to, she would discourage me or talk against it. Well, that's Lily.
issue.
No, it had nothing to do with it. Yeah, that was the point. So we left the honeymoon and we come up to the Bronx. And
is that where you are now or a different place?
No, right there. Mm-hmm. 1948, in that house. Mm-hmm. And we didn't because I worked most of the time, I was gone.
Now you worked as a nurse?
No, at AIDS in the Jacoby Hospital. You heard of that? Mm-hmm. You heard of Jacoby Hospital?
Yeah.
I know you heard of that. So anyhow, I went in 1967. I went in Jacoby for 17 years. Then I retired. That brings me in 1975, something like that. I retired. And of course, most of all those other people that I knew had passed. And I was still hot putting it around. So, well, then my sister passed away. One of the sisters didn't like me. And that was Marie's mother.
Mm-hmm.
She had two children, and she passed away, leaving three children. That was Marie, Marge, and the brother. So the brother got hooked on dope, and he died. So that just left Marge and Marie. So Marge bought her and Marie bought a home together on Richmond Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And she stopped speaking to her sister. Her sister told the man who, the real estate man, I don't know how she comes to tell it. She has a son who's on dope, only his bare mouth. But she told this man, Marie told that she did not want the boy in the house because, you know, dope means to steal everything you got and pawn it for money. And he took a lot of things from his mother, so she said she didn't want him anymore. Well, my sister said, "This is as much of my home as yours.
Mm-hmm.
If my son can't come here, then she says, but I'll see that your women don't come."
Mm-hmm.
And we used a hot temper anyhow. And we turned around and smacked the hell out of her. And she went to the real estate people and said she wanted the house. Well, they said he may have helped his sister get it, but he got to have written from her. So she came back and she told me that she'd move it. And she wanted $2,000. I don't know where the hell she thought Marie was going to get it. Now, all of them had put in to get this house, see, the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
So she went to the lawyer, and they ironed it out so that Marie paid her the money. And she took over the house. And for 6 years, she never spoke to her until the day that Lillian passed away. She'd never seen her. She told him if she come to her house, she'd kill her. She had no right. I knew something was wrong, but everybody was so close-mouthed that you couldn't get head and a tail out of it. Of course, Lillian's got head and a tail out of both of them now. So she would tell, she had no right to tell this man the life that her sister lived. That wasn't her business. She married and had a child. So why should she tell that the man that Marie was going with the women? I don't care what you are doing, when you start to tell men what you do, that's the worst thing you can do.
Not by that anyway.
Okay. You better keep your damn mouth shut, and I mean shut. Because they'll laugh and grin at you, and they'll turn right around and kick you in the butt. Because they think they're the best pebble on the beach that ever walked, these men do. That's why they protect each other, both white and black. Don't care what it is, they protect each other. They may not like each other, but they protect them. You come down a woman, they don't do that.
You don't think women protect each other the same way?
Well, I tell you, it may have started. I don't know when it's a start. I'll be dead when I discover they're doing it. because there's a woman of today, the rather says they got a man than a woman.
That's right. That's true.
Oh, I know it's true. You know what I mean? But I'm saying I didn't think so much of it to understand until I know just how they think. How is it so many, now maybe you don't know about that, so many, I get around. Mm-hmm. How is it so many of these big time women that's never married and yet they got children and they're lesbians? I never seen so many blacks and lesbians come up with children all my life. That's why I cut down on having any friends. From the minute they say, oh, my son, my daughter, I'm through with you.
Because you don't think they're really a lesbian?
They are not. They are not. They can't be. They can't be. When I started out, I stated that I'll die there.
Mm-hmm. When do you think you figured out you were a lesbian? Right at the beginning, huh?
I was holding the little girls when I was 7 years old. But if you never have, you see, when I was 8 years old, I was raped.
Mm-hmm.
Right here in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And when you sit down and figure it out, you might as well just stay by yourself. Because it don't do you no good to marry, because a man sees somebody else and he's gone and left you with a bag to hold.
Mm-hmm.
So many a child in Brooklyn. What's the name? Tommy was going with a girl. Tommy's the type of woman that was married. Tommy never married. You know, the one gave me these things, they never married. But now you see, they have a hard time. Because they don't have to come up and say, I've got a child.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tommy had a girlfriend. Tommy loved the girl she was most. She loved the ground this woman walked on. And this woman had two children. I said to Tommy, I said, Tommy, why the hell do you want to take a woman with a child? I said, I don't have children that much. I said, I take care of them because I'm getting paid. And if they don't do what I say, I let the job go. So she says, I forget that girl's name. She says, but I love her. I says, all right, you're gonna pay the price for loving her. I said, I know you can't have this. I said, you can't think about a woman without bringing up a passion. You can't think about her. See, I said, I know that. I went through that, I know it. But I can fight anything pertaining to me. I don't care what it is. I might like her mother, somebody else's mother, anybody's mother, but they'll never know it. Mm-mm. I keep that to myself. Now that's what I got. Keep me need to things well, covered up, you know. So a lot of people can do it. You've got to be very strong to do that. Okay, I know it because I'm doing it now. So.
I'm not going to ask you any questions about that. That was a leading statement.
I should worry. You know me.
I know.
So, Tommy went to her mother. Her mother was a very fine woman. And she said, Mother, I want to borrow some money. I want to go with this girl, I think her name was Ann. And we want to go get a home. So Mother put the money for her. And they bought this nice little ranch house. Now, where was it? It's somewhere in Brooklyn. And they got furniture and everything fixed up. Now, it should have been me. I wouldn't have known you. They were getting on nicely. They go to church. They come back. Lovey-doves. They had two children, a boy and a girl. So, what should happen? All of a sudden, somebody must have said something to this man. And what's my woman at Brooklyn? And this man, he knew it all. He started to come into the house. Now that's the damnedest best thing you can do is let a single man come to your home. Eat, drink, and sleep. When Tommy was out, he would come there. So he got this woman all enthused with him. Naturally, I wanted to go to bed to ride back. And she got to the point where she began to snap at Tommy. You seen her, haven't you? So Tommy said, I said, what was wrong? She said she got so when to go to bed, she was overwhelmed for it. So I said, then what did you do? She says, I told her that I didn't like it. So Tommy had to go away out of town with a woman that was chaperoned this woman. She was a nurse for this woman. She had to go with this woman,
mm-hmm.
like she do now. So this woman, why she's gone. This man moves this woman out of the house and stripped it practically ripped from the furniture. Back comes Tommy. Did she find it out? She got a hold of her. So she said, what do you expect me to do? I'm a man's woman, and I can do what I please. I have two children. Well, Tommy went crazy, so the woman ran away. Now, the woman has a key of the house. Tommy has a key. So Tommy went away for a week. The woman comes back to the house. Now, she didn't have the furniture. And the luck was that she came back the same day that Tommy come back from this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And when Tommy seen the padlock on the door, she called her. And she says, I have to live somewhere. George and I are going to marry, and blah, blah, blah. And Tommy took her foot and kicked the door in. Tommy had to go to the hospital, the woman had to go to the hospital, and they took out a warrant for Tommy. And I never forget Tommy, the case was going on when Lillian had a birthday, and Tommy came over to stay 2 days at our house, helping prepare the things. So this made that woman up in the hospital, she feels so bad. She got a nasty temper, she was a minor. After Tommy had chose father for years and all of this, and then that woman to do that?
They'd been together 5 or 6 years by that time?
So I told her, I says, now, you see, I said, you shouldn't have taken that woman and her children. I said, I don't want no child, chicken or child, and I'm not going to take it. The minute I find out somebody's got children, they're gone. I don't want to talk to them. Because I'm scared of the children.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared of the children. So, sure enough, she says, I don't know what to do. So, she went, the trial came up.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman, and this man told it. The man told it. And it cost Tommy's mother, I forget how much money, to get Tommy out of that. She had to get all the doctors, the things, people that knew Tommy, and said she wasn't like that. And this made the woman and the man out of a lie. But she couldn't do much because she had signed so much stuff over this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why she beat herself.
Yeah.
You see, I had most of my things that happened to my friends, I know. And I see that they don't happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like the woman I like now, I told her. I said, listen, but she wouldn't do that. She's a younger woman would do it, but not an older woman would do it. They got better sense. And she says, maybe I want you to meet my family. I said, no, you don't. She said, why? I said, you enough for me. I'm not after your family. Tell me about your family. She says, well, that's funny. I said, no, ain't nothing funny about that. Now, she's in a political life. She's a congresswoman. I said, now if anything happened to you, you'd become a senator, or anything higher than you are now, I said, rest assured they're going to dig into your past.
Mm-hmm.
all your friends, they would be looking at them through glasses. And the minute they find out that you're running with a lesbian, damn it, they won't put you on the cross. You can't do it. Not in this man's way. You've got to stay like you is and keep cool. So she said, I never thought about that. I said, no, you didn't. I thought about it. I told her last week, I thought about it.
Has she been a lesbian very long?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't question her. Mm-hmm. But I think she is. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't question her. I'll find that out. Eventually, I'll find it out.
She knows you are.
Yes, she does. She ain't dumb. See, I met her daughter, mm-hmm. a very striking young girl. I met her two sons. Mm-hmm. And so she says, will you come with me, come and make your dinner? I said, no, I'm going downtown to my friend. She says, aren't I your friend? I said, that I don't know. Mm-hmm. She said, well, I want to be your friend. I said, okay, want, okay. I said, but I'm going down in another world. They're my friends.
You mistrust her because she has children.
That's it. You know, the this young generation can see right through you.
Can he?
Really?
No.
Well, she had children.
Uh-huh.
A daughter, I don't know what a daughter do, but she lives down in the village.
Mm-hmm.
She's some kind of artist something. Now, here come the two men.
Right.
One of them has got a daughter. She's 17.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the minute Mom began too interested in me, the daughter was going to look into it, into her mind, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to try to put, if she's a lesbian, she'll put two and two together.
She'll know
whether I'm after mother or not. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't want to see any of them.
Uh-huh.
I says, you're enough to be seen, not them. I said, I'm too old to get interested in your children. I said, you're terrible. I said, I've always been terrible. I said, you women made me terrible. Well, I moved, come on down here. She's mad. Why couldn't you come and stay with me? I said, come and stay with you in them 14 rooms? No.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I got six up there now. And Libby and I are in those six. That's enough. I said, but you ain't got no company. I said, I don't need no company. I said, I wasn't born with a company. When I was born, my head was as big as a silver dollar, and you could put me in a plain coffee pot. I was just a bit small.
Mm-hmm.
As one month after I was born, my mother left me. Now, who do I need? I don't need nobody. All I need is God Almighty. And if he refuses to take him, it's all right. Mm-hmm. I still
got something. Sounds to me like she wants something.
That's about it, but I wouldn't care. She says, I wish you had been, I'd met you a long time ago here. I said, well, you met enough. You've got them Congress people to take care of. And I don't want no part of it. Don't want them looking in my background. But they can do it in 10 minutes, you know. It ain't what, they, when they start on you, they don't start exactly on you. They start on your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Who you pal with, who you doing. And she got plaques. She got 12, 14 plaques. Oh, boy. So now the woman I want to meet, not that I like her, is Jordan. She's a congresswoman. That's who I want to meet. Because she refused, I believe she's a lesbian, she refused to take office.
Mm-hmm.
When she was supposed to stand up there and take off, she refused it. That's because she didn't want them to look in her background. She's a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
So you, through the grapevine, you can hear everything. With the grapevine, you know, this one back and over the other. So I told Esther, I said, I want to meet her. She's all right, I'll see what you do.
Estelle's your friend up here?
Yeah. No, that's, Marie's girlfriend. Not now, but she was many years back. Marie's got the first, living with the first woman she ever went with.
Mm-hmm.
She's with just the two of them.
So,
that's that. And I ended up coming here. So she said to me the other morning,
well, how are you getting along? I said, getting along fine. I knew you'd be all right when you got down with your friends. I said, I knew it too. Mm-hmm. I said, well, those are real pals down here. So, all right, all right. I ain't so young about it, but you don't. See? Well, Elon mm-hmm. says, I'll never, she says, you will never have nobody to stick with you like I. I says, you stuck with me because you wanted to. She said, you're mean. I said, I don't care. I said, remember, you wouldn't have made me mean. Nobody else. So, they're still attacking her. I guess next week she'll go back to Albany. She'll stay there 2 weeks. I'm glad that she's going back to Albany. I don't have to see her.
It's hard to see her, huh?
I wouldn't be bothered. No, I'm just scared something might come up. You see, because in that neighborhood, I know everybody in that neighborhood, in my neighborhood, there's people in there that knows I'm a lesbian. Mm-hmm. And you don't know who talks to whom.
Right.
And she had her office right next door. You remember when I went in and opened that door?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she had her office right next door to that. She just moved about 6 months ago, down the street. So that's 633, and she moved down to 681. So everybody around there. Sunday mornings, we go for coffee after I go to church.
Mm-hmm.
We go to church and then I go for coffee. And after we have coffee, then when she loves to drive, she go out to out there someplace, some other place, and we have breakfast. But we don't eat before we go to church. And then, after we have been ride around a while, chew the fat and blah, 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 and come home. I said, you put me off right here. And the last Sunday I got off right there, some woman standing on the bench stoop. Hi, Estelle. I said, didn't I tell you? Everybody know you? I said, I don't want them to know me. Goodbye. And out I said. Went on upstairs. She got on that phone and laid my contracts out. Oh, boy. She said, well, that way you do your friends? I said, well, if you're my friend, okay. I can't do that. And I can't. I said, I know these friends before you. She said, but you know me now. I said, no, I don't know you. See, I said, remember, I've been scared of everybody. I don't trust them, so they might turn on me. I'm all right, just like I am. So she said, I didn't say that about you. I said, you better. Before you start getting up there in office, you better. You better forget me. I said, I know you knew all the other women that's in the life. I said, but forget me. See? Because she was telling me a story that what is this woman's name? She's up messed up there. All of them is messed up there in the president's cabinet. All of them messed up in there. I see them on TV, and I know them. But she don't know I know them. And half of them is lesbians. More than half.
Well, how do you think they get that far?
It ain't what you know too, you know. You don't have to know one thing. It's who you know to get where you at. The next thing, she'll be up there in the senator's office somewhere. It ain't what you know. It's who you know. That's always been the case.
It was good. Miss Dollar's and then whatever the I was first,
yeah.
But then I could
yeah, the time. I got the time. That'll be all night.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want nobody to throw anything up to me. And I'm old enough to know that they'll do it. I've been around so many people that I know just how they act. The lesbians, the mamas, the papas, and everybody else. So, I had my stuff at boil here about 2 years ago, maybe more.
We had a grant, oh, you haven't seen it. I think I came here. I had to go to lodge meeting. And the lodge meeting was Eastern Star. You know about Eastern Star, yeah. And this woman was a State Royal Grand Associate Matron. Oh, I've seen her a couple of times, you know. But I had a damn sure to fall for this woman.
A couple of years ago?
Yeah. Fall for this woman. I said, now you know I'm damn fool. I'm crazy. I embrace myself when I get interested in somebody. I blame myself, I don't blame them. So she asked me up to her house after the meeting. And she was showing me pictures. Well now, everybody there mostly, even they got children, they're lesbians. They went with women. Now there was another one, my secretary. She lives in Queens, and her husband passed away. Now she was in it too. She was a lesbian. So she's about the only one in the lodge I could talk to. Tell you how women do it. I says, Blanche. She said, yes. What about her? She says, I hope you ain't trying to catch Blanche. I said, I will. She said, now Mabel, what are you doing? I said, I'm just having fun, that's all. So, I caught Blanche all right. Then how I found out she was in the life. See? So I said, I'm getting creepy.